It's been the top story in India today. A government minister resigned after being accused of sexual harassment during his previous career as a prominent journalist and editor. MJ Akbar's accusers are more than a dozen senior women journalists, colleagues he'd worked with as editor of several Indian publications. Akbar denies the charges and has even filed a defamation lawsuit against one of the journalists, Priya Ramani. She says she looks forward to seeing him in court. This one case is part of something bigger, though. Over the past week, the Me Too movement in India has really ignited as more and more women have used social media to tell their tales of sexual harassment, assault, and even rape. Rupa Jha is with the BBC in New Delhi. I asked her to tell us more about the women who've been speaking up.
They are former actresses, they are screenwriters, they are journalists. And I think the biggest impact that has happened is the journalists, women journalists who have come forward and talked about their harassment, especially in the hands of one particular person who has just resigned and who was a junior minister in the current government. These women were recounting their harrowing experience in hands of different people, from stand-up comedian to musicians to editors, filmmakers, actors. I've never ever in my 40 years of my life, never ever seen, heard anything of that sort where women were just coming out and recounting as if there was a moment of a revolution in our lives of these professional women who just wanted to talk. And these were women who were recounting their experiences of, you know, 20 years back or 25 years back, accounts of rape, accounts of extreme violation of their personal space and body.
I'm really curious about timing. Why now? I mean, was there an article expose that pulled the lid off the problem, or did the women just spontaneously start talking their truths?
Well, I think since the beginning of last year, the whole Me Too movement, which began in Hollywood, it did gain momentum across the globe. India started talking about it. But what really was the trigger point recently is an account of a young woman who talked about her experience with a stand-up comedian. And that actually kind of, you know, triggered the whole barrage of accusations and accounts of different women. And suddenly from one account from entertainment industry, it went on to the press. And that is when it became really intense. A lot of women came out together, and especially when they started talking about one particular person, that was the moment when it just felt that it is really serious, and it's not one of those moments when people come out, talk, and then it fizzles out.
What's been public reaction like to Me Too? How have women reacted and men?
I mean, I don't know how to put it, you know, for the audience who is listening to us right now, but it is a moment which has got a mixed reaction. There are loads and loads of women and men who are extremely exhilarated, and they feel that this is the moment of truth in India, which has been awaited for so long. And it has been extremely brave of these women who have come forward. Media has also been supportive. But there's also been a small criticism of some of the accounts and some of the women who are coming forward. And there is some kind of backlash from some quarter that, you know, in the name of coming forward and being brave, that it's going to affect a lot of men who are innocent. But I think overall, the support has been immense. And overall, it has really given that impetus to women's voice. And it also tells us what feminist politics can do to social space.
So I just want to ask you one more thing, because there have been several incidents in recent years that have prompted national conversations over sexual assault and abuse in India. I think of the 2012 gang rape of Jyoti Singh. She was given the name Nirbhaya. There was a lot of media attention in India, all over the globe. But then after the trial for the perpetrators and some national discussions, it kind of felt like that news quietly went away. And then there'd be another attack that wouldn't get much attention. Just situate for us what's happening now and what feels kind of like a pattern up to now. Is this different?
In 2012, when the infamous Delhi rape happened and thousands of men, women came out on streets protesting and demanding stricter laws in our life, there were changes. They became more strict. The definition of rape was widened. But has that reduced violence against women? No. If you look at the data, the number of violent incidents against women has not gone down. This is also true that more women are coming forward to report their cases of violence. But strict laws right now, of course, you know, the law says that if there is a rape of a juvenile, of a young person, then hanging is the only option. Capital punishment is something that Indian government has supported. People in general has supported the government of India that, yes, rape is such a heinous crime that people should,
But culturally, it does something feel different now.
Culturally, I think what is a bit different is that people are talking about it. Women are coming forward. I think that is a big move. And there is much more realization that you cannot just lie down and take it. I think for me, as an Indian woman, this is a big change. It has taken very, very long. Just the realization that this is a problem and that this has to be dealt with, and each one of us have to come forward and deal with it at every possible point of violation, is something which is a big victory. We feel vindicated, definitely.
The BBC's Rupa Jha in New Delhi, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.